Students in the UW system wouldn't have to worry about a tuition hike in the next 2 years under a spending plan the legislature's Joint Finance Committee approved Thursday. The panel voted along party lines to continue a freeze that's been in place the past 4 years. Yet, as WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, Republican lawmakers did not control costs as much as Governor Walker hoped they would.
The biennial budget Governor Walker proposed earlier this year called for extending the UW system tuition freeze for 1 year, then cutting tuition by 5% the second year. Republicans on Joint Finance gathered before their meeting Thursday and decided to reject Walker's idea and instead keep tuition at current levels. Senator Sheila Harsdorf of River Falls argued the tuition freeze alone is doing enough to keep down students' costs.
Wisconsin has had a long tradition of focusing on keeping tuition affordable. It's interesting to note that we are nearly $2,000 less in the cost of tuition than our neighboring state to the west, which I happen to live very close to.
Yet Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee argued against extending the tuition freeze for 2 years, saying it actually would hurt students. She complained about Walker slashing the UW system budget over the years and said the extension would result in even less money flowing to campuses.
The motion that you're doing cuts dollars directly to the classroom. It cuts access. And in the end, what that means is that students will pay more. They will pay more because they're going to have to be in school longer. Courses will not be offered in the same rotation that they could if we're losing professors. This is a huge challenge.
Democrats offered an amendment that would have poured an additional $500 million into the UW system. Representative Gordon Hinz insisted the commitment would pay off and warned that without the investment, Wisconsin could lose its competitive edge.
You know, if we keep diminishing our investment in the UW system, we'll eventually reach a point where, you know, we aren't in the top 10, we aren't in the top 20, where our population isn't going to be competitive. Where people don't want to move to a state like ours.
The Democrats' motion failed. Meanwhile, Republican Representative Mary Falskowski touted statistics that she says prove the university system is doing a good job serving students. She read from an email the UW-Eau Claire Chancellor's Office sent to lawmakers, sharing results of a recent graduate placement survey.
The highlights of the report include a 96.36 placement rate with 81% employed and 15% continuing education. The average salary for the class of 2016 is $48,455, a 12% increase from last year. I don't think that's really failing our graduates or failing our students.
Although the panel rejected Governor Walker's plan to freeze, then cut tuition, he says he's okay with the lawmakers' decision. But one Republican legislator says he'll vote against the budget on the Senate floor unless it contains Walker's original proposal. The full legislature will have the final say on the two-year spending plan. Lawmakers are expected to vote by the end of June. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.